You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Simzak.
We got the rock and roll that'll save your soul and some information that just might save your life. Oh yeah, this is the Decibel Geek Podcast. As always, I'm Aaron Camaro, and as always, I'm joined by Chris Simzak.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. We're going to have some fun this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, before we get into it, I want to tell you the music you're hearing is from a band called Asriel's Bane. Pretty awesome. This is the upcoming new single called Save Us All, and it's due out in April. The album title is Modern Day Babylon, and they are one of the great bands on the roster of our new sponsor, High Volume Music. That sounds right up our alley, right?
Yeah, jumped on board this week.
Heck yeah. High Volume Music is an American independent record label producing a variety of rock genres, including, but not limited to, rock, classic rock, hard rock, southern rock, heavy metal. Yeah, that sounds like our kind of people right there.
Yeah.
The company was founded by Bill Chavis and is based in Maryland. Bill was previously known for working with artists such as Quiet Riot and the Bullet Boy. See, this guy is, yeah, he's our people.
Fits
for
like
sure.
A glove.
Totally. Over the next few weeks, you're going to be hearing more great bands from their roster because we want to introduce you to them because, you know, that's what we do. We introduce you to new hard rock and classic metal bands all the time. And if we can get some help from High Volume Music doing that and we can help them, get you guys to check them out as well, it all works out.
Absolutely.
So if you want more information on this, and I know you do, go to HighVolumeMusic.com. There's links to this, of course, in today's show notes. Mm-hmm. I tell you, go check it out. Definitely worthwhile.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very happy to have them on board.
And I like that band, man. That sounds good.
Yeah. And if you want the website address, it's HighVOL Music. So HighVolMusic.com.
Right on. Awesome.
So we'll get a little bit more business to get to this week. We want to thank everyone who listened last week. And it was a fun one. And we want to do this week's Geeks of the Week. These are the people that shared or retweeted last week's episode. And this week's Geeks of the Week are Jason Wood, Greg McGlone, Rockin' Ron Runyon, Mike Stewart, Matt Ashcraft, Derek Laba, Sean Franklin, Joe Royland, Sit and Spin with Joe, Todd Cunningham, Rich Canamar, Cal Hens, Mark Alden Taylor, Ian Wadley, a Rock and Metal Combat podcast, Brian Knapp, Lars Oyvind Helden, Cobras and Fire podcast, Gino Ames, The Riff of the Day, Kevin Williams, Aaron Baker, Robin Bennett, Chad Pollock, Scott Harding, Sean Cullen, Joseph C. Embelli, Alan Tate, Billy Hardaway, Brad Kalmanson, Brian Embry, Trevor McDougall, Paul Stamm, Wayne Cross, Antoni Espinufano, Dan Chaput, Cool World, James Brendan Dunn, Ernesto Aguiar, Dave Stell Hoops, Jack Rod, and the Mooger Fooger.
Not just Geeks of the Week, but a list of the coolest people on the freaking planet, and we thank you so much for having the back of the Decibel Geek Podcast. So today, we are partnering ourselves with the American Heart Association and some great rock bands to help put the word on the streets about February being American Heart Month. And, you know, although we do have listeners all over the world, I know we've got some potentially life-saving information that everyone can benefit from, no matter where on the planet you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, here's how it goes. Heart disease is the number one killer in the world, and many families are losing loved ones of all ages. Each year, these diseases kill more than 786,000 Americans. That's more than North Dakota, man.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people. Some form of cardiovascular disease affects more than one in three adults in America. And we, along with the American Heart Association, we want everyone to understand this threat. And we want you to know that cardiovascular diseases are largely preventable.
Yeah, you just got to take care of yourself.
That's right. And so today, not only are we going to bring you some awesome rock and roll music that happens to have, you know, a heart theme to it.
Right.
But we're partnering up with the, we're partnering ourselves up with the American Heart Association to help spread the word. And we're going to tell you about a thing called Life Simple 7 as we go through this.
And this, I mean, and Aaron came up with this idea, but when he brought it up, it sounded like a good idea to me because, well, I mean, as probably all of you listening, everyone's been affected by this disease at some point in their lives or somebody close to their family. And me personally, I lost my dad suddenly from a massive heart attack in 1997 at the age of 50. And
right.
I was off at college, and next thing I know, my grandmother showing up and telling me he's gone. And it was, didn't see it coming or anything. So, and then found out he had had heart disease and he hadn't been checked out like often as he should be. And so he lived most of it with it where he didn't even know. And
right.
a lot of it, as we'll tell you over and over again through today, just go get checked out.
Right.
That's
exactly.
all you got to do.
That's it. You know, because a lot of times you got something going on, you
it's
don't feel
preventable.
Right, and you say, well, man, I don't want to go to the doctor. But sometimes maybe you should. But we're going to go through all of Life Simple 7 today. We're going to teach you something, and we're going to play some kick-ass rock and roll with a heart of a theme. So I'm going to start it out, and here's a great song and a great way to start it out. It comes from 1991. The album's called Ceremony. I'm talking about The Cult, and this is Wild Hearted Son.
Wild Hearted Son. Baby, the world didn't want it to run. We'll be right back.
Such an awesome song from The Cult.
Yeah, it is, man. Love that band. They got a new album coming out. It should be dropping like any moment
now. Real close, and yeah, I'm excited to hear it. They're one of the most consistently good bands out there.
Absolutely. For sure. So we're talking about heart disease today. We want to give you guys some information, you know, just spread the word about this stuff because you never know who it can help out. So talking about Life Simple 7 from the American Heart Association, and one of the things is get active. Now, sedentary jobs have increased in the U.S. 83% since 1950, and now physically active jobs make up less than 20% of our workforce.
I have one of those sedentary jobs myself.
Right. So, you know, if you spend more than 47 hours per week sitting in a chair in an office or in a seat in a vehicle, then the best thing you can really do for yourself is get some kind of active lifestyle going on for yourself. You know, simply put, daily physical activity will increase the length and the quality of your life.
Yeah.
They say 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week. And the simplest positive change you can make to effectively improve your heart health is to start walking.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. You know, it's enjoyable, it's easy, social, great exercise. And like the Decibel Geek podcast, it's free.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah, man. And it's always going to be free. Walking, you can't beat it. It's flexible and it's got a high success rate because it's easy to stick with it. And if you don't think you can make it for 30 or 40 minutes, set a reachable goal for today and work your way towards it, because let's face it, the medical and financial consequences from our overweight society is pretty mind-blowing.
It is.
You know, it's crazy stuff. And, you know, the thing is, we can all make changes, and the good news about physical activity is that moving for 30 minutes a day can really change your life for the better, for sure.
You can also do the Paul Stanley workout.
I would absolutely recommend that as well.
Yeah, for clean bodies and dirty minds, is that what it is?
It's exactly what it was, man. Yeah.
Just be careful with that spandex.
Sure, 30 minutes, 5 times a week.
I can handle that.
Absolutely. So, Chris, play us some heart rock and roll.
Okay, so for my first pick, and I have to give credit to a DBG VIP. You heard one of those last week on the show.
That was awesome.
This one is from Rockin' Ron Runyon, and we have a special Facebook group for the VIPs. You can sign up. Just go to decibelgeek.com and click on that VIP banner. Sign up. If you do, you'll be part of the special Facebook group, and from time to time, we will go to them for song suggestions.
Absolutely.
And for this one, I basically had 4 solid picks that I was good with, and then a lot of also-rans that I wasn't sure about. And I'm like, there's got to be one that I'm missing that would be even better than these. And sure enough, Ron came through with this one. This is from an album that really got buried in the shuffle, but it's great. From Under the Influence from 1992, this is Wild Side with Heart and Soul.
Girl, ain't what it's all about. Son, you better be careful. Boy, you
Man, that's freaking awesome. I got to check out some more Wildside. It's like I vaguely remember them.
I remember the name, and I remember them thinking that's a cool band name.
Yeah.
And, but then never actually went pulled the trigger on buying any of their albums. So I think I'm going to have to go through our Amazon link and purchase that one.
That's a fine idea. I think I'm going to do the same. So we're talking about heart health today, and here's another thing that the American Heart Association recommends for you in Life's Simple 7, and it's to eat better. Now, a healthy diet is one of your best weapons for fighting cardiovascular disease. When you eat a heart-healthy diet, you improve your chances for feeling good and staying healthy for your whole life. And it's a pain to read the labels and count the calories, I know. So here's a simple tip for healthy eating from the American Heart Association. Eat a variety of fresh, frozen, and canned vegetables and fruits without high-calorie sauces or added salts and sugars. Choose fiber-rich whole grains for most of your bread servings. I know most everybody likes to eat white bread, you know, but make it a treat once in a while, you know. Try to stomach through the whole grain wheat bread for a while, and then every once in a while treat yourself with some white bread. Chicken is good without the skin, and a variety of fish is recommended at least twice a week. Isn't that crazy? A variety of fish at least twice a week. Do you eat fish twice a week?
No, I should.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, fish is good for you.
I like fried fish, but
yeah,
that doesn't count.
The deep fried stuff, right. If you can't give up the red meat, take the time to look for some lean cuts. Don't get stuff that's all fatty. You know, cut back on beverages and foods with added sugars. You know, soda's terrible for you. Everybody knows that.
Yep.
Replace your high-calorie foods with fruits and vegetables. Lay off the salt. That's a big thing. And if you drink alcohol, drink in moderation. That means no more than one drink per day if you're a woman and no more than two drinks per day if you're a man.
Okay.
Or you could do like me and just don't drink for 6 days and then put away a 12-pack on a Friday night.
Yeah, that works. Moderately done all in one day and one week in a week.
I don't think the American Heart Association would agree
probably
with
not.
Doing it that way. Probably not.
But you treat yourself once in a while.
Absolutely. Everything's in moderation. The things that you know are bad for you, treat them like a treat.
Right.
You know, try to eat the good stuff. Punish yourself a little bit. You know, toughen up your body. And then every once in a while get something greasy.
I am only
nasty.
On my second, I'll admit.
Well, I haven't drank in 6 days, so, you know, I got some catching up to do.
I drank 3 days ago.
So I got an awesome heart song for you. This is one of my favorites. This is a great one. This is the classic lineup right here from 1989 off the album Twice Shy. It's Great White with Heart the Hunter. We'll be right back. That's pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, I haven't heard that song in a long, long time.
I am Tony Montana. Say hello to baseball. My little friend.
I don't know if I'd ever go around bragging, say hello to my little friend. That doesn't come off right.
Well, it's better than being a big fat guy, right?
Well, that's true. But cause little friend gives a different connotation.
Right. So another thing the American Heart Association recommends, of course, is lose weight. Because when you shed extra fat and unnecessary pounds, you reduce the burden on your heart, your lungs, your blood vessels, and your skeleton. You can go to heart.org. They've got everything. Anything you could ever possibly want to know about heart health, go to heart.org. That's where it's going on. There, they've got a body mass index that's going to help you calculate your ideal weight. So once you know where you should be, the main thing is to basically burn more calories than you take in.
Yeah, when you find out what your BMI is, don't kill yourself. Just go to the gym.
Right, you know, that makes sense. You know, say you got a balloon that's got a little bitty hole on one end, and you're trying to just stuff it full of garbage.
Right.
Just garbage food, grind it up, Big Macs and Whoppers, and you're stuffing it full. It's got nowhere to go. You got to take in what you can, you know. Eat stuff that's easy to burn off. Then you got an easier time to hit your ideal weight. And if you do eat some of that garbage food, then, you know, you just got to know that's more exercise you got to do.
Paul Stanley workout.
To work it off. According to the National Weight Control Registry, if there really is such a thing.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Of the people who lost weight and kept it off, 62% watch less than 10 hours of television per week. 75% weigh themselves at least once a week. 78% eat a healthy breakfast every day. And 94% have increased their level of physical activity, especially walking. And 98% of successful people have modified their eating habits.
That's mostly in the diet.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to. You know, what you put in, you got to work off. Yeah. You know, otherwise it's going to stay.
I struggle with that personally.
Sure, everybody does.
Yeah.
So, what do you got?
I'm feeling bummed, man. This is making me feel like a bad person.
Are you learning stuff, though?
I'm learning stuff, but I'm learning I really got a long way to go.
Well... You know, it's one of the
things. It's good information, though.
We're all getting older, so it's good to know this stuff.
No, you're right.
You know?
But I want to play something.
You can try.
When I go through, you know, looking for basically every song that you're going to hear has the word heart in the title. So, I go, you know, Aaron and I have gotten really good over the years of doing this show at digging through the internet for stuff. And buried on a long, long list of songs, I had, and this is maybe my Bon Jovi fan credibility is now squashed, but.
Elevated.
I had no idea this song even existed.
Yeah.
And I saw on the list Bon Jovi, Edge of a Broken Heart. And initially, I thought what Aaron thought. They did the cover of the Vixen song?
I could totally hear that in my mind.
But no. I found out that it's an unreleased track that was initially recorded for the Slippery When Wet album. It got left off the album, and then it got put on the Disorderly soundtrack. And if you don't, let's talk about losing weight. The Disorderly soundtrack starred a rap group called the Fat Boys. That was their hook, was they were morbidly obese.
Totally. That was their gimmick.
A true sign of the 1980s in America. But
those morbidly obese guys are so cool.
Yeah. I had their cassette tape. But it was on that soundtrack, which, of course, no one bought that soundtrack. And then apparently it's on a Bon Jovi box set that came out a few years ago. But I found it on YouTube, and it's standard Bon Jovi, but it's pretty cool. This is definitely something you will never, ever hear on the radio. So you're going to hear it right now. It's Bon Jovi with Edge of a Broken Heart.
Just like a soldier, I was
and now I crown you king of the Bon Jovi fans. You actually played that song on some sort of medium, you know, some sort of broadcast. You and the
History
Fat Boys.
History has been made.
You and the Fat Boys, man.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's pretty cool, though, man. That sounds to me like it could have fit on Slippery When Wet.
Yeah, it fits right in with that material.
And maybe even could have been a radio song, you know? I could have heard them playing that on the radio along with the other hits.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that because, like, a lot of songs that get left off albums, there's a reason for it. And it's like, well, it's clearly not that good of a song. You could easily have heard that be a radio single.
Yeah, you know? Some good guitar playing in it, too.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's some Bon Jovi for you.
Not bad for Bon Jovi. All right, here's something else you need to know to keep your heart healthy. Now, most of the food we eat is turned into glucose that our bodies use for energy. That's right. The purpose of eating. Now, over time, high levels of blood sugar can damage your heart, your kidneys, even your eyes and your nerves. Mm-hmm. High blood pressure is a major cause of heart attacks. Some heart attacks are sudden and intense, like, you know, in the movies.
Or Sanford and Son.
Yeah, that's the big one now.
I'm coming.
But as far as, like, real heart attacks go, most of them start with a mild pain or discomfort. Often people affected aren't even sure what's wrong, and they end up waiting too long to get help.
I've heard it feels like indigestion.
Yeah, you know, there's signs that can mean a heart attack is happening. Now, most heart attacks involve discomfort right in the center of your chest, and it lasts more than a few minutes, or it goes away and it comes back. It can feel like uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, fullness, or just pain. Yeah. And symptoms can include pain or discomfort in one or both of your arms, in your back, in your neck, your jaw, or like you say, even in your stomach. You know, couple that with some shortness of breath. Now you know the signs.
Yeah,
you know?
Pay attention.
Even if you're not sure if it's a heart attack, have it checked out, because in these situations, minutes matter, and fast action can save lives, maybe even your own.
And you got to stop, drop, and roll. Wait.
No, that's...
Oh, I'm thinking of the wrong disaster.
Don't wait or hesitate. Call 911.
If you don't get help, you will stop and drop. You probably won't roll, but... Yeah.
You might roll for a minute, but it's not going to be good. Yeah, right. Call 911. If you feel any of that stuff going on, you know, just... There's no shame. There's no shame, because it's better than falling on the floor dead.
That's true.
Right. So... Is it my turn or is it your turn?
It's your turn. I just played Bon Jovi. I'm king of the Bon Jovi fans.
You are king of the Bon Jovi fans. That's awesome. I wish I could be king of the Dio fans, but I'm going to play something awesome for you here. We just lost Jimmy Bain.
Yes.
That's crazy. Out on the ship, you know, it's like a sad, I don't even know. What do you say?
It's so sad. I don't know. We're losing people at a rapid clip. And, which is another reason, take care of yourself.
And the thing that sucks is every time I see, like, one of our rock and roll icons that drops off like this, it's like, that guy should have been on the Decibel Geek podcast. I would love to have been able to talk to
Jimmy Bain.
I don't
want to be too much of an opportunist.
Well, no.
We missed out on that interview, damn it.
Well, that's not, I'm not saying that's not
bad. I'm just bringing levity to the conversation,
sorry. Because you read about it, it's like Jimmy Bain, and then he's gone, and you think about it. So you read about him, and then you think, man.
It would have been cool to talk to him.
Million questions you could have asked that guy.
I know what you're saying. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Making me feel bad right away.
Yeah, well, you're giving me all these health facts. It's scaring me to death, so we're even.
All right, well, here's something that'll make you feel better. From 1985, the album Sacred Heart, the song Sacred Heart, the one and only Dio.
Running into me. now, Deep Thoughts with David Lee Roth.
This is a great pool party. Who picked the music? David Lee. Didn't he just play some Earth, Wind, and Fire? He's sexy, yeah. I'm gonna blow him. Aren't you somebody's wife? So what? We'll be right back. But not right after this. So what's your name again?
Want to feed your eyes as well as your ears? Check out Decibel Geek on Instagram. Go to Instagram.com/DecibelGeek and see for yourself.
There you go. You got more killer music right there from Asriel's Bane. It's an artist of the great roster of our new sponsor, High Volume Music. Go check it out. The information's in the show notes, as you know. Otherwise, check it out. High Vol Music. That's HIGHVOLMUSIC.com. Do it. Check it out.
Absolutely. And so take a little break here, talk about some of another one of our good friends, and that's Daryl Alber from HK Collectibles, Inc. He is, he's got more great stuff for you this week. Some awesome stuff like tickets from Kiss's Dynasty Tour, including the Madison Square Garden show.
Oh, nice.
Also, a ticket from, listen to this lineup, a ticket from the Palladium in 1977 that features REO Speedwagon, Judas Priest, and Stars.
Holy shit.
That's
wow.
A really eclectic lineup.
Yeah, but imagine how awesome that must have been.
Yeah, and I also wanted to make mention, because, you know, he's got some really high-dollar tickets that are, like, extremely collectible on there. One thing he's got now is and make an offer feature.
Okay.
So even if you know if you find a ticket that you really really want to have and the price may feel like it's out of reach, just click on that make an offer thing and you can name your price and he might even go for your offer.
Yeah, my mom always told me there's nothing wrong with asking because the worst anyone can say to you is no.
Yeah.
Take my mom's advice. Hit him up. Give him an offer. He may say yes.
And he told me to mention that this week, so that tells you he's flexible.
There you go. That's our guy, Daryl Alber.
Yeah, you can get a great deal through him, and tons more available. Just go to decibelgeek.com, click on that HK Collectibles, Inc. banner, and go shopping.
And yeah. And while you're there, you know, you're at decibelgeek.com. That banner's right there. There's another one right above it that's real easy to see. That's our Amazon banner.
Yeah.
So the way it works is basically you say, hey, I want to do some shopping on Amazon, but I want to help all my boys at the Decibel Geek podcast. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to decibelgeek.com. I'm going to click on that banner. It's going to take me to Amazon. I'm going to do all my normal shopping just like I normally would. But when I'm done, I check out, I pay Amazon. Amazon's going to take a piece of their money, not your money, their money. And they're going to give us a little bit because we sent you there and you came through our link. It's a beautiful thing. It helps us out a ton. And I mean, we can't reiterate enough how much this really, truly helps us out. And it means a lot. And on top of that, the cool part is we get to see what you bought.
Yeah, and you know, we have a lot going on this week, so I want to keep it a little short. I'm just going to limit it to the music purchases over the last 7 days.
Okay.
Because that's the most fun part of this anyway.
Yeah.
Some new stuff bought this week. Megadeth Dystopia, 2 copies were bought this week.
Right on.
Resurrection Kings, the self-titled. I'm not sure I know anything about that band. To check that out.
It should be good. I mean, if it's our people out there buying it through our link, it's got to be good, right?
Yeah. Also, Hair of the Dog Rise was purchased.
See? There's a perfect example right there. We are the kings of moving Hair of the Dog merchandise.
That's true. I saw Ryan Cook last night. So
did he give you a royalty check?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for it, though. I'll be waiting a long time. Also, more new music bought. Primal Fear's new album, Rule Breaker, was purchased.
Oh, right on. I didn't even know they had a new one out.
Yeah, there's a great new review on the website for that.
Check that out.
Dream Theater, The Astonishing was bought. All 2 CDs of that one.
Right on.
And Voodoo Circle, Whiskey Fingers was bought.
Huh. I don't know, but that sounds really cool.
Yeah. It's the best Whitesnake album that Whitesnake never released.
Okay. That does sound great.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And it's got Whiskey Fingers as a title. It just opens up the imagination. What could that mean? It's got to be awesome.
I hope so.
So is that it?
Yep, that's it.
All right, well, let's get back to it then.
This one was an easy pick for me because this song, I've loved this song since the album came out in 1987. One of my first purchases ever through Columbia House.
Oh, nice.
On cassette tape.
Did you get 10 of them for 99 cents?
I did.
Yeah?
I actually got them all for free. I don't think I ever paid them anything because I gave them fake information like everyone else
right,
did.
Right, yeah, totally. It was the right address, but none of the rest of it was right.
Oh, yeah. And I remember being super excited to get this cassette tape. I'm talking about the Whitesnake self-titled album from 87, which Tawny Katayan is a big reason why I ordered the album. Not that she's going to pop out of a cassette tape, but those videos certainly got everyone's attention.
Definitely.
And then you fell in love with the music while you were watching the video.
Yeah, she definitely got my heart pumping back then.
That's true. Yeah. Watch a Whitesnake video. That'll help exercise your heart, too.
That's right.
And other things. But, this album was a huge album and had a lot of big hits off of it. I'm not going to play one of those because we don't do that on this show.
It's not what we do.
But this song is really cool, and you'll hear a little bit of John Sykes' Thin Lizzy days coming through on this track.
Oh, totally.
This is Whitesnake with Straight for the Heart.
Awesome. I like it.
Yeah, it's guitars all over the place.
You got the overpowering keyboards and the John Sykes guitar. That's badass.
I think it was Tommy Aldridge playing drums.
Yeah.
Just an incredible band.
Every Whitesnake lineup is a super group.
It's all, all top notch musicians. Even if you're not the biggest Whitesnake fan, the execution that they pull everything off with is pretty impressive.
For sure. All right, another thing on the Life Simple 7 list from the American Heart Association is to control your cholesterol. Now, high cholesterol contributes to plaque, which is not the kind on your teeth. It's the kind that clogs your arteries and leads to heart disease and stroke. When you control your cholesterol, you're giving your arteries their best chance to remain clear of blockages. It's like doing a beer bong through a McDonald's straw.
I wouldn't want to try that.
No, it'd be awful. You know, how can your heart get drunk on all that sweet, sweet blood if you clog up the straws?
Never thought about it that way.
It's all that fatty foods.
Bringing McDonald's into it is a good analogy.
It's all that fatty foods. It's all that garbage food that people eat. You know, I don't know if it's exclusive
especially
to America.
McDonald's.
If you guys out there in other parts of the world are eating better than us and laughing
I'm sure
at
you
us,
are. Yeah, we are. We're all the worst eaters.
We're all eating a bunch of Big Macs and Whoppers and God knows what else, and it's no good for us, but don't clog yourself up.
Yeah, because you can't drink liquid plum or you'll die from that, too.
Right. That's no good. So, I got a good one here. This was back, you know, somewhere along the line, I kind of stopped being an Aerosmith fan, but it wasn't before 1987. It was somewhere around there, but it wasn't before 87. I still loved him then. So this one, off the Permanent Vacation album, has smoking tune. This is one of the best songs on the album because it's just good shredding, hard rock, Aerosmith, the way I like it. And it's called Heart's Done Time.
Yeah.
I was initially pissed when you picked this because I wanted to pick it.
Oh, it's a great song, isn't it?
It was one of those that immediately came to mind.
Yeah, because, I mean, that song is so great because that sounds like it could have been an old school, like a 70s Aerosmith song.
It fits right in with the old stuff.
And they rocked it so good on that album. Man, great tune.
That Permanent Vacation and Pump were both really strong records.
Yeah, Pump somewhere. I think Pump is where I fell off because...
It still has F-I-N-E on it.
Yeah, but then the ratio of good to bad song starts to unravel around that part.
I think Get a Grip is when they really went off the cliff into commercial land.
Yeah, because Get a Grip, there's like one or two really good songs.
There's a couple of good songs. I mean, I can find good on all of them.
It gets less and
less. It just gets less and less as you go, and let's not even talk about the last one. But no, I mean, the Permanent Vacation's a good one. That's another one that Desmond Child helped out with. And you have more facts for the next one?
I do. Are you ready for the height of hypocrisy?
Oh, boy.
We're going to talk about the next rule in Life Simple 7, and that is stop smoking.
That's good, because I've been the hypocrite leading up to now, so it's your turn.
All right. Well, although cigarette smoking does increase your risk for coronary heart disease, it totally increases risk to your whole cardiovascular system.
It's bad all the way around.
Did you know that smoker's blood clots differently than someone who doesn't smoke?
Yes.
That's weird.
I smoked for 21 years. I know all these facts.
Yeah? All right. Yeah. Also, if you do end up needing bypass surgery for smokers, it's very unlikely it'll be a single.
Yes.
It's going to be double, triple, quadruple if you're a smoker.
My grandfather had three of those.
Now, when I smoke, the chemicals that I take in team up with my LDLs. Yeah, that's doctor talk for my bad cholesterol. Like crushed glass, they slam around inside of me, causing all kinds of wreckage to my arteries and my blood vessels until they get lodged in there somewhere, and the white blood cells start getting impaled on them as they're just trying to make their way through. And it builds up, and it starts cutting off flow to my brain and my heart. It sucks.
Sounds like a death metal song.
It sucks. If you smoke, quitting is the best thing you can do for your health. If you don't smoke, don't start. God.
Please don't.
From somebody who currently is a smoker.
It's the worst decision you can make.
And I say I enjoy smoking. And for me, that I could say that, I say to you young people.
You still know it's not good.
If you don't smoke, don't ever even pick one up and try it.
Because, we've found out recently we do have some younger listeners. So if you're listening, don't start that shit.
I did it for 21 years
and it took me forever to quit.
Don't chase the Marlboro Dragon. Because you'll never catch it.
You'll have a craggly face and wear a cowboy hat.
Right. Yeah. So if you do smoke, there's great info at heart.org on how to quit smoking, how to do it, and probably shouldn't do cocaine either.
All right. So my next pick?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This was an easy pick, and I had to dig a little bit for it because I hadn't listened to the album since it came out in 2002. Wasp put out Dying for the World in 2002.
It's a good album.
Yep. I bought it when it came out and loved it then, but like it's one of those that kind of just, I think I sold it at a used CD store when I was going through financial hard times and never picked it back up, but saw it on this list, and I'm like, I remember that album. I used to love it. And this is a cool song. This is Wasp with My Wicked Heart.
Yeah.
So if you don't stop smoking, your heart will become wicked.
Yeah, wicked, like as in it don't work right.
Right.
So that's no good.
Yeah. There's another, I almost picked a Wasp power ballad.
Yeah?
I think it's called, is it called Hold My Heart?
Yeah, yeah.
From that's, back from, was it Crimson Idol?
That's actually, as far as power ballads
it's
go,
a great
that's
one.
A pretty damn good song. And why it wasn't a big hit back then.
It makes no sense. Because honestly, Blackie Lawless, yes, he's an egomaniac. And yeah, he's known for all these ridiculous theatrics and everything.
But fucking A, man.
The guy can really write a song.
What a songwriter.
And a great singer.
Yeah.
His voice is very underappreciated.
Unique. Nobody yeah. else. I mean,
no one sounds
nobody
like
sounds like nope. Blackie Lawless.
You hear him and you know exactly who it is.
Absolutely. Heck
so,
yeah.
So yeah, I almost picked the ballad. But then I'm like, no, I'm going to pick something from one of the more underappreciated albums. So
well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
In return, I'm going to tell you how to manage your blood pressure. Yeah.
Well, that's a fair trade. And just for the record, I already do. I take blood pressure medicine.
Okay. Well, you know, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and stroke. When your blood pressure stays within healthy ranges, you reduce the strain on your heart, your arteries, your kidneys. And these are all things that are going to keep you healthy for a long time. You know, you need those things. You can't mess them up. The organs in your body, they need oxygen to survive. So oxygen is carried through the body by the blood, right? So when the heart beats, it creates pressure that pushes blood through the arteries and blood vessels and capillaries and all that good stuff. The pressure is a result of two forces. Thump, thump. Those two forces right there, the push and the pull. Our arteries are made from muscle tissue that stretches like elastic when the heart pumps blood through them. The more forcefully that the blood pumps, the more the arteries stretch to allow blood to flow easily, right? That makes sense. Now, over time, if you got high blood pressure, it's going to stretch these arteries out to the max until they finally break, and that's when things go terribly,
then you're in a lot of
terribly
trouble.
Wrong. Yeah. So it's everything that we talked about today, the fatty foods, the
blood pressure is kind of the one-stop shop.
Yeah, yeah,
for all of it.
It's pretty much everything combined, you know, and it's all that, and it's plus stress, you know, and man,
you have to control it.
Don't even get you started on stress. You know, you combine these things along with stress, and then that might be the worst thing we talk about here today, is just plain-ass stress. And combined with all these other issues, it'll kill you.
Yes.
So please, take time for yourself. Take time away from the craziness of the world. That's part of the service that Chris and I
and
offer.
And we need
here,
the downloads.
You know?
We don't want you guys dying.
Right. No. So, well,
somebody has to listen to the show.
Jeez.
Was that wrong?
Not entirely.
No.
But that's part of the service that Chris and I offer for you free each
week. We care
and every
about
week,
you as human beings because you have great taste in music, too.
Right. You know, so we want to keep you stress-free. So for at least an hour a week, we're here for you.
That's true. And we do this show to reduce our stress level and keep our blood pressure down.
Yeah, and it
so
works.
So this show is beneficial to our health.
And it totally works.
It does.
Absolutely. So those are your seven simple rules that you can use to help keep yourself healthy. You know, keep that heart pumping the way it should. So we got a couple more songs to rock it out here today. Now I've got one more for you. This one comes to you from 1989 off their self-titled debut. It's Skid Row, and they can't stand the heart.
Girl, the spin I inside that you
That's an awesome song.
Yeah, and that's one of those songs that you hear it and you know exactly when it came out.
Heck yeah.
It sounds like 1989.
Oh, it's an amazing song. Michael Wagner and the Boys.
That's true.
Good stuff.
Albums Unleashed for that, maybe? Maybe.
Oh, man. I'd love it. See, this time, if we're going to do that, we got to get Michael Wagner and somebody else.
Maybe Snake or Rachel or somebody.
Oh,
or,
that'd be fantastic.
You know?
So you think we done good today?
I do. I think we played some good songs and we educated people.
Do you think we made the American Heart Association proud?
Probably. They probably didn't appreciate my inappropriate jokes, but I hope that we got the information out with a humorous slant.
Right, yeah, and maybe we've edited some of those really bad ones out.
Oh, really? Come on, man. That's comedy gold.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll leave them all in for you.
No, we got to have some humor, or else they're going to sound like a depressing infomercial. Here's a great song. Bummer. Here's a great song.
Here's some
bummer.
Great music. You're all going to die.
You're going to die.
If you keep,
listen to this
if
song.
You keep smoking all that stuff that you love and keep eating all that stuff you love, you're going to die.
You're going to die. Great song. You're going to die. Great song. You're going to die.
Do some push-ups.
Yeah, get off your ass.
These are all great songs to walk to, by the way.
I don't know.
The
Heart Association's tuned out by this point, but I'm sure they appreciate it. But no, I mean, joking aside, this is a serious thing, guys. Take care of yourselves. You know, we're all humans. We all have things we could do better. I recently signed up for a gym and started going to a gym, and I've been trying to make different changes to my diet. And
That's good.
You have to, especially as you get older. You know,
yeah.
You don't burn off stuff just out of living like you used to. You know, we're not in our 20s anymore.
And I'm lucky. I'm one of the 20% that actually has a physical
job.
You
have an active job, so I'm actually envious of you for that because I sit at an office all day. And I have to go work out somewhere I'm screwed.
But I'm envious of you, too, because I can't sit on the damn Facebook all day communicating with the fans on the Decibel Geek VIP Facebook page.
What are you talking about? I don't do that.
Yeah, right.
My boss might be listening. I never go on Facebook during my office hours.
Sure you don't.
You're not
seeing
me winking.
That's when I come home from I come home on break and check my Facebook, and you've got like 50 posts with your name on it.
That's an imposter. It's not me. It's Tommy Thayer.
Oh, Chris having a tough day at work. Yeah.
All right. Well, I got one more. But guys, take care of yourselves. We want you here next week and all the weeks after. Listen to the show. Life's too good to cut it short.
Yeah.
And I want to play something. We played a lot of your old favorites and all, you know, bands that you've had for a long time in your life. This is a newer band. I think I've only played a cover song that they've done. This album came out in 2008, but hey, just like you have to get educated on your heart, you got to take a little bit of musical medicine too, just to prove to you that not everything great came out in 1980s and 90s. This is a band called Bullet for My Valentine. This song is from Scream Aim Fire from 2008. It's called Hearts Burst into Fire. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.